Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Tim Kitzer here from NBA Jam and NFL Blitz, and you're listening to Growing Up the Same with Trayvon Edwards and Jason Madison. Ooh, boom shakalaka. And now here's your starting lineup. Trayvon Edwards, Jason Madison. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
And today we have a special guest. We have Chris Crack. What's going on, Chris?
Chill, what's good, G? What's happening?
Chris Crack is a rapper from Chicago. His latest project, Might Delete Later, is available now on all streaming platforms.
And now it's time for the one or the two with J Skills.
Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network?
Man, because I we had this argument like 3 nights ago, and it was like they was both dope for what they was dope for. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had the kids who only fucked with Cartoon Network. You had the kids that only fucked with Nickelodeon. I fucked with both of them hoes.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? I can name hella shit both of the bitches. Yeah. I fucked with both of them, man. I don't know, man. I can't really.
You can't pick one?
No. I can't, right, man. I can't, man. Especially because we just talked about this. Nah, man, I can't.
All right. Tits or ass?
Ass, for sure.
Chi-Town or Chi-Rack?
Chi-Town. Don't ever call it Chi-Rack. Nobody calls it that, G. Nobody.
I didn't think so.
So, well, young goofies call it Chi-Rack.
Right. OG or Exotics?
I don't know, man, because it's like you be in a mood for the Exotics, but the OG will never let you down. Never. You feel me? I gotta go with the OG because it'll never let you down, man.
All right. Bears or Bulls?
The Bulls for sure. For sure.
Chief Keef or Bump J?
Man, in what way?
Just period.
Man, I gotta go with Bump, man, because he the OG, but you could tell I had a hard time picking that.
Yeah. G Herbo or Lil Durk?
Lil Herb.
Common or Twista?
Twista for sure. Love the Common though, man. We did a show with Common back in the day, man. He's a good dude.
Yeah. Fredo or Juice WRLD?
Juice WRLD for sure. He was a freestyle monster.
For sure. Yeezys or Jordans?
J's all day.
South side or West side?
Come on, man. I ain't even answering that, G.
All right. Meg or Cardi B?
I'm going to have to go with Cardi. I was going to say, because I've been fucking with her when she had the fucked up teeth and she was just on Instagram. But I was fucking with Meg when she was just rap, doing them little rap videos, them little, phone videos on Tumblr too. So I don't know, man. But if we talking about rapping, Meg, sure. Cardi even admitted she not no rapper.
Saweetie or Jordan Woods?
Jordan Woods for sure. She more original.
Trader Joe's or Publix?
Come on, man. Trader Joe's. Toes at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Harold's or Popeyes?
Popeyes for sure. Cause I'm from out west. We don't fuck with Harold's.
Al Capone or John Dillinger?
Al Capone for sure, for sure.
Larry Hoover or Jeff Fort?
Oh, you gonna do me like I shouldn't answer this because you should know, but yeah. I'm gonna answer it. Larry Hoover all day, every motherfucking day. Mr. Larry Hoover.
Right. Griselda or Migos?
Griselda, man. Westside Gunn did some real player shit for me back in what that was 16. He did some real player shit for me.
A Clockwork Orange or Kids?
Kids for sure. I had an ex-girlfriend. Her favorite movie was Clockwork Orange. And I judged her off that when I first met her. And then it turned out to be like an accurate judge for sure.
Right. How high or half baked?
Oh, that's a good ass what? Damn, man. I don't know, man. Shit, I would just go with half bait because I ain't watched it a bit.
Baller Blocking or State Property? Now, I don't know if you've seen both of these movies, but...
Of course, man. I'm from Fred. Man, I don't remember Baller Blocking like that.
Yeah. Who's the baller now, yeah. Wody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Who's the buster now? yeah, man, I'm gonna have to go with State Prop just because we used to watch that shit every day, my nigga. Yeah.
It's way more memorable, but Baller Blocking does have some funny little scenes in it.
Yeah.
Juice or Baby Boy?
Oh, Juice, for sure, man. I used to get in trouble for watching Juice when I was a shorty and shit.
That's crazy. Christmas or Halloween?
Christmas, for sure.
Food and Liquor or The Cool?
Ooh. Food and Liquor for sure. You know what? Real Chicago nigga shit. The real Food and Liquor, nigga. Right, not right. The one that he had to do, you feel me? The real one that got leaked.
Yep. No, I remember that. I was a big Lupe fan. I downloaded everything that he would come out with, you know what I'm saying? I was on the FNF mixtapes, the Fahrenheit, you know what I'm saying? The Rhyming Ape, all that.
So check this out, right? You was a big Lupe fan, so you remember when they were saying Lupe was better than Wayne, right? You remember that, right?
Yeah, it's like I remember that.
05, 06, yeah.
Okay. So now we're where we are in time, because I used to say this back in the day, like, well, we just going to have to see. So yeah. Now where we are in time, do you still think that?
That's a
just good go ahead and say hell no.
I mean,
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, no. Obviously, Wayne had the better career. Yeah, Wayne.
No,
Wayne.
But just fuck.
I mean, the career. But Chris, you got to look at it this way too, right?
Okay.
People used to say, and these are the greatest rumors of all time, right? They would say Gilly the Kid wrote all Wayne stuff, and then that was true.
For a period of time now
on a switch up, right? And then they said that Lupe wrote Allure.
I don't know what Allure is. What's Allure?
Jay-Z Allure.
The Pharrell song.
I ain't never heard that.
But they pushed back on it when they were celebrating Jay-Z like not too long ago on Clubhouse. They said, you know, Lupe actually came out and said he didn't say it, but I don't know, man. Lupe pen was crazy.
No, I think I have to give it to Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I got to give it to Wayne. I just never want to really discredit Lupe's ability. You talk about freestyle ability.
Nah, we not gonna never do that. But this is the point that I be making on Twitter when I be saying, "Yo, stop comparing black art. Like it's all phenomenal, all of it. Don't right. compare it. Just right. enjoy that shit."
Nah, I feel you that. Know what
I mean? Like yeah. no, because they kept trying to. Just because Wayne was the hottest artist, they kept trying to be like, oh, well, this new guy, he better than Wayne. It's like, bro, he don't got to be better than Wayne. He could be just as good. He could be not as good. He's right. still cool in his own art.
Yeah. Nah, he was great in that time. And he was great enough that people wanted to compare him to Wayne. But I figured just enjoy the shit.
No, Lupe definitely would have been a lot better. Well, I can't say better. He would have had a better career if he would have, you know, not talked on so many.
Yeah. Nah, that was my fear for Kendrick Lamar was that he was going to Lupe himself out of the game. But luckily, he played the game a lot different than Lupe did. But I feel like they have a very similar skill set and rap about a lot of similar topics.
Oh, yeah, man. I would, man, if Lupe even hears this, G, like, I want to let him know, like, he helped shape my, you know, my flow and shit. He helped show niggas in Chicago we don't got to be gangbangers and shit. We can do whatever we want. You know, all types of shit. Lupe definitely held his own shit, and he would have had a lot better career, whatever. But I still give it to him. Like, dude was still he's still a legend. He's still a go down is what he did. Yeah. And, you know, still great. He's still phenomenal.
For sure.
But better than Wayne, there's not a rapper out that's better than Wayne. And we can argue this for 6 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a whole nother podcast we have to do.
You know what I'm saying? Man, we can do that all day.
Yep. Derrick Rose or D-Wade?
Oh, that's a nice one. I'm going to go with D-Wade because it's because of some shit in the past with my little cousin happened with Derrick Rose. It's a funny story. I'll tell you about that shit.
Okay. Ben Gordon or Zach LaVine?
Y'all got some nasty questions. God damn, because Ben Gordon had that torch, but this nigga Zach LaVine is like, what the fuck does he be eating, bro?
Right.
I'ma just go with Zach just because it's just the reaction I just had. What the fuck do this nigga be eating?
Right. Bebe's Kids or Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
God damn, you get the best questions of 2020 for sure. God damn. God damn, bro. I gotta go with Bebe's Kids to support black art, but you know how Roger Rabbit was coming.
Yeah, for sure. I just actually was watching that this morning, like, When I woke up, I threw that on. It was on HBO Max. I was like, man, I ain't watched this movie in like 10 years.
Man,
So still as good as it was back in the day. Bernie Mac or Cedric the Entertainer?
You know who I'm going with, Bernie, all day.
Right, right. Hannibal Buress or Patrice O'Neal?
I'm gonna go with Hannibal because he's a real homie of mine. He really fucks with my music. But Patrice O'Neal was a dog, an absolute animal. Like I ain't even gonna compare them niggas. I'm gonna just say I fuck with both of them.
Yeah, no, I fuck with both of them heavy too. Like, I don't know Hannibal. I met him one time, very cool dude. But Patrice might be like some on certain days, he's my favorite comedian of all time.
Yeah. He's definitely in my top three for sure. Martin is number one for sure, always.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I fuck with Hannibal just off the strength. I pulled up to the arcade bar in Phoenix and the nigga started the set. He was DJing. Nigga started with Do or Die. And I was like, I'll fuck with you off top. You ain't got to tell another joke for the rest of your life. That nigga started the whole party, nigga, with Do You Wanna Ride? Hey. The next year, my cat, time it up with Do or Die.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's hard as fuck.
Homie the Clown or Krusty the Clown?
Homie all day. That was Chicago.
Cold fried chicken or cold pizza?
Man, I'm not eating no meat cold, pause. So, yeah, I got to go pizza.
Pornhub or X Videos?
I don't know, man. I guess I'm going with the Hub just because it's been so loyal.
The Sidekick or the Razor?
Woo, bro, why are you doing this? man, I'm gonna have to go with the Sidekick only because I only had like one or two Razors, and I had all the Sidekicks but the first one.
Right. Now I feel you. Ben Affleck as Batman or Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man?
Tobey, man. Ben Affleck wasn't no good Batman.
Nah. The Source or XXL?
Gotta roll with XXL just off the strength. They've been around. They stay around. They've been around. And you know, No Neck Benzino was fucking with The Source. So I gotta give it up. Let me not say that, man. I ain't gonna throw no hate at Benzino, man. He cool.
I don't know, man. Benzino kind of tricky. I remember when The Source went down behind that Eminem beef. That was one of the weirdest, wildest shits I ever seen in my life, man.
Bro, but when you think back on it, bro, that was some legendary shit. You beefed with it so hard that it took down a whole magazine, G.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's like you literally dropped a bomb on his front lawn and it just, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. Yeah. Them niggas 50 them G-Unit. Remember them niggas was on them niggas ass, bro. Yeah,
for sure. Real crazy time. King or Playboy?
Damn, I almost didn't know what you was talking about. I'm just go with Playboy because of Hugh Hef.
Yeah. Shout out to Hugh Hef.
I went to high school with that nigga great nephew, G.
Oh, wow.
My homies to this day got felonies and their lives is fucked up because they robbed his great nephew, G, and the man told they did all. Yeah, wild shit.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, real talk. They robbed the nigga in the parking lot, G. The man screamed at the top of his lungs like a girl.
Wow.
Like Tom and Jerry when the shit hit his toe.
On me. Yeah, y'all. Just like that.
South by Southwest or Coachella?
I gotta say South by only because it brought me up, G. And I ain't been to a Coachella yet. And on my mama, if it wasn't for this COVID shit, I would have been on Coachella this year. You feel me? And that's on my mama. You feel me? So, I got to roll with South by.
Rolling Loud or OVO Fest?
I ain't never been to neither one, man. I want to go to both. I want to be on. Matter of fact, I'm going to be on both of them bitches.
Yep. Iceberg. I'm gonna be on. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, bro.
Iceberg Slim or Bishop Don Juan?
Oh, you a beast. I'm gonna just say Iceberg. I know I gotta say Don because he from out west, whatever. But like, you gotta know, you know what I'm saying? I was, man, them pimps, them motherfucking, man, Iceberg, man.
Cubs or the White Sox?
White Sox.
For sure. And then the last one, 50 grand or dinner with Jay-Z?
Man, I'm taking 3 grand, my nigga. You know what I mean? You give me 3 grand and an ass slap from some fat booty stripper and I'm good.
Yeah, that's the one of the two, my G.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Squeaky doors, clogged sinks, finicky engines. When things break around the house, you take care of it. However, when something's off in the bedroom, you just try not to think about it. Come on, man. What are you waiting for? That's a problem that needs to be fixed. So take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/BOM now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. And if medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/BOM and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/BOM right now, and you'll get $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. Remember, get started today. You'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/BOM.
Man, that was hilarious, actually. Like,
hey, questions. Hey, bro, you said you got a show asking them questions?
This is the show.
This is the show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, G, you need to have a motherfucking show.
Listen, Jason gets the crowd. Like, if you think about the DJ, if somebody get the crowd amped and they're like, yo, y'all wanna see Growing Up the Same? Like, Jason, the type of person that had that shit rocking where you don't even have to come out. he can have his own set, like, for real. Like, he really be killing it every week.
I appreciate it, Jason.
You got them. You asked some wonderful questions, G.
Thank you.
You Narwhal level with the questions. Real talk. You just got to get in people's business, though. But other than that, you Narwhal with the questions.
But that's the thing. I don't want to be all in people's business like that. You feel me? I'm like a little bit more chill with it. You feel me?
Hey, man, that's one of the biggest compliments he probably got on this platform.
For real, average. Appreciate that.
You asking me some real deal shit. Like, damn, you really making me go on my back.
All right, so now we're going to go do a blast from the past. Tell me young Chris's relationship with hoop.
With basketball?
Yep.
Shit, man, we used to hoop, man. We used to wake up. You know how little boys is, man. Wake up. 6 a.m., you hooping from 7 a.m. to goddamn 7 p.m., you know what I'm saying, nonstop, drinking water out the water hose, you feel me? I always had a basketball rim, always had it, you know what I'm saying? People used to come over my crib. I was Lil' Chris back then, so, man, we going over Lil' Chris' crib to hoop. Yeah, man, I've always been hooping. You know, I think that's like in a we was talking about this on Twitter, like where, like you can't, like any black person can't name like where they, who taught them how to hoop or like how they started hooping. It was just kind of like, you just remember, nigga, I just been hooping. I don't know who taught me how to shoot a ball or, you know what I'm saying? But like you ask a white person or like an Asian person, they could tell you who taught them, when, what day they learned it, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I feel like that should have just bred in us, G, like. We just hoop. Oh, you just used to hoop all day, every day.
Yeah, I mean, normally, if anything, it's your eyes teaching you. You seeing somebody that's before you, that's either older or you imitate somebody off the TV and you trying to, and that's the thing. We don't even start with the fundies. We start with the trick move. So you see a nigga trying to do up and unders and all the shit that's way difficult. And then we finally learn the basics as we get taller and older and understanding the game.
Yeah.
What was your relationship with studying comedy?
Man, I was fascinated with comedy, G, because I used to love to make my mama and my sisters laugh and shit. So I was just like on some, like at a young age thinking like, well, how can I get some money up out of this? You know what I'm saying? So it was like, man, let me, you know, just watching hella shit, just being up on comedy, just, you know what I'm saying? Getting in trouble for watching Def Comedy Jam. And, you know what I'm saying? Real life, just being about that shit, just in it, just wanting to be a part of that shit, just wanting to be, you know, that shit was my lifestyle, just making people laugh. Like, you can ask anybody from my past, like, Lil Chris was an absolute fool. You know what I'm saying? He was just biggest fool in the world. That's why my music, it incorporates a lot of comedy in it, because that's still in me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, man, it definitely has reflected in your music, because some shit you be saying, I'd be like, yo, did he just say that? Like, or I tweet it out, and I'm like, yo, all right, that was hilarious. So I get it. Did you ever have a chance on the stage to do comedy?
No, you know what? When my guy was going to take me to these comedy tryouts one time, and I actually had got fired from my job. And what was that album? Cushion Orange Juice first came out, and he was going to take me to a motherfucking comedy club to do some shit, you know, for starters, open mic type shit. And I got fired that day, and my homie came and scooped me, and we went out to the suburbs. We were smoking out this apple, and he was like, so what you gonna do with your life now? And I was like, man, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? And shit, it just been, you know, just getting on music later on after that, and just, you know, just going with it. I ain't know what the fuck I was gonna do. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know comedy. I didn't know how to get into it. I didn't know what the fuck to look for, what to do, you know.
Sometimes it just click like that. So, you know, some shit just fall into your lap. It's never planned.
It never planned.
What's your relationship with listening to music?
Oh, man, that's really all I do. I don't watch TV, really, unless it's like with, you know, a chick want to watch a movie or some shit. But I don't really watch TV at all times, bro. Even sometimes when I'm sleeping, I'm listening to music. I'm listening for samples. I'm listening for kicks. I'm listening to how he rapped on that, how he sang on that, how she, you know, delivered her bridge on this song. You know what I'm saying? I'm at all times just, I guess you would call it studying music. You know what I'm saying? That's all I do. What's my life boring as hell.
I would consider it boring, but I mean, you just like what you like. What was your first introduction to music?
I don't know, man. I've been asked that before, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's been around, you know, like my dad and my mom, they weren't like music crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? But my brother was. We had an older cousin that came and stayed with us at a certain time. She was music crazy. She was the one who got me into the R&B shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't really grow up on rap like that. I grew up on R&B. You know what I'm saying?
So when it comes to music, since we're on this topic, how do you choose your track names?
Man, it's like when I hear the song, when I hear the finished product, it's the first thing that comes to my mind. When I hear this song, this is what that song made me feel. So that's how I come up with the name.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to think of one, like Fat with the Good Lotion, right? I literally when the song came on, it was dumb listening to them in order, because I wait till they done and shit, because you'll lose songs if you name them while they going. But I waited till it was in order. I listened to the shit, And the first thought in my mind was, damn, this shit feel good. And then my nigga Ugly, I swear to God, he texted me and he said something. I said, man, I'm over here. You know, we talk wild on the phone, man. I'm like, I'm over here rubbing a zebra butt, eating some giraffe. You know what I'm saying? He like, well, make sure you fap with the good lotion, my nigga. And I was like, oh, that's the name, nigga.
That's crazy.
You feel me? Yeah. Yeah.
Make sure you fap with the good lotion. That is hilarious. I mean, I'm looking through some of these titles. Like, rappers never actually sell drugs.
Kramer, that's so true. So yeah, that is true.
That is true. The first song I actually heard for the first time was Kramer on Murphy Brown.
Oh yeah,
that was the very first song.
That's one of my favorite ones, bro.
Hey, so do you watch Seinfeld?
No, you know what? My guy Nether Friends, y'all should fuck with him. He's a Seinfeld fanatic, right? And my other homie, Sir Boy C, they some Seinfeld fanatics. The reason I found out about that was because I don't remember Murphy Brown, but I remember, you know, you was a shorty or whatever. And I didn't know that he crossed over and shit, and that shit was cool. It was supposed to have been a big thing and shit like that. And that's what I was actually going through when I was listening to the song. I'm like, damn, Kramer was on Murphy. Hell no. Nah. You know what I'm saying? So I, you know.
Well, hello, Mr. Snell.
Stephen.
Are you familiar with this computer system?
Oh, I'm familiar, yes.
Stephen Snell, I know people. And I have a very good feeling about you.
Yeah, that's a sick discovery right there, man. Yeah. I mean, you can go down the line, man. You know, for our listeners, you got Keisha Coleslaw, Trill is an Onomatopoeia.
Yes, sir.
You know, Flip Phone Hang Up, you know, Gut Feelings Just Guardian Angels. You know what I mean? Like, for real.
That's
like,
real.
Definitely. For sure, man. What made you want to become a rapper, like, in general? Like, when you say, all right, you know, this is it. I'm going
to
pursue
Well, I usually don't like the term rapper because, you know, they've now made that term mean something else than it started out to mean. So rapper nowadays, really, to, like, white America just means nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't really fuck with that title. But I am that kind of, sort of. So, I let it ride. But I like artists, but, you know, it just was something that kind of just fell in my lap. Like, it was just something that because I don't know if you heard the story. I was part of, like, this rap group with some guys, and they weren't really that good. And I was kind of, like, trying to, like, write for them and shit. And I was kind of trying to, like, yeah, man, because I'm about getting money, G. I don't need to be seen and shit like that. And they was like, man, you know, just after a while, it was like, man, gee, you got to rap. You got to be the rap guy. These niggas can't get it right. You know, they can't, you know, they fluky. They ain't got no swag. They ain't got no delivery. So I'm just like, all right, let me go on and just, you know, try one. And then, like, my first song was a diss song and the whole hood went up and, you know, all that. So, yeah, it just kind of fell in my lap.
So it just fell in your lap. All right.
Yeah.
Who would you say is your favorite rapper?
Ugly Boy Motto.
Okay.
And that's not just like a shameless plug or not like dead ass serious. This dude is a real life genius. Like, no bullshit. Ugly Boy Motto. Straight up and down. Yes.
He's a part of your camp, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or as close alias, you know what I mean? Yeah. Featured on a couple of things. Who's your early inspirations?
Missy Elliott. Like, she was the main one. She was the main one.
That's dope because, you know, that first Super Duper Fly, that's probably one of the albums that, like, changed a lot of people's lives.
Yeah. I know. That album wasn't, you know, what it is today when it first came out. You know what I'm saying? Them people were ridiculed and told that this wouldn't work and that, you know, they shouldn't put this out. And when it did come out, it still wasn't, you know, successful like that for, you know, So, nah, like, them people changed the whole dynamic of music and hip-hop and R&B just period. Right. You know what I'm saying? Timbaland and Missy, Pharrell is also another one who, like, literally changed what niggas was doing, changed what niggas thought was cool, changed what was the format. You know, it's coincidental they all from Virginia.
Yeah, yeah, nah, they had a crazy story, man, just checking them out. But, yeah, nah, Missy Elliott. That's a dope earlier inspiration, man. Cause you know, you still can go back and listen to her stuff to this day and feel some type of way about it and feel like it's digestible in 2021. Cause just the production
and still sound new. That's the whole thing. Like, it's funny that, you know, everybody was talking even then about how futuristic their sound was, Timbaland, Missy, and you know, eventually the Neptunes. But like, that's true, because I can listen to Super Duper Fly or, you know what I'm saying, any of Missy's albums today, and the beats sound as good, if not better, than the shit that's out right now. Just the quality of the music and just the drum patterns, you know what I'm saying, even the synths, all the shit they was using was just way ahead of its time, you know? I'm looking for
the way ahead.
I'm looking for somebody to catch up with Timbaland and Pharrell. I still ain't seen it.
Yeah, no, it's a fact.
Yeah.
And our last question that we ask all our guests, what advice would you give your 18-year-old self?
I would have buckled down on music a whole lot sooner. You feel me? I would have been like, go hard with that shit right now, today. If you're going to do it right now. You know what I'm saying? Because then I would have been a whole lot further, like, right now as we speaking. You know what I'm saying? Or just in life, period, I would have been more excelled. That'd be the case with anybody, though, I guess. But yeah, I just invest hella shit. I'd not fuck so many buckethead hoes. And I would have done something like really wild as fuck. Like, you know, like, I don't know, man, but something that was really like off the wall, you know what I'm saying? Something that ain't nobody else thinking of.
Yeah, no, that's real. Well, man, yeah. This has been definitely a fun episode. I can't wait for our listeners to hear it. Looking forward to some new content from you, but also still slapping Mike Delete Later and other projects. So, man, we definitely appreciate you, Chris Crack, for coming on.
I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you, man. Jason, the questions was crazy.
Appreciate it, bro.
The show in general is real warm and welcoming. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with it, man.
Love.
Growing up the same wins the game.
Yo, Rob.
Yo, Amin.
What's the biggest complaint I always have whenever we record these podcasts?
Besides Jerv being too sleepy, I think it's you forget to name a couple of things. You always want to talk about some extra stuff.
Oh, man. It's the worst feeling in the world. When we get done and we say cut and I'm sending the files to Rob and I say, shit, I forgot we were going to talk about this topic or that topic. Well, guess what? We're not going to have those problems anymore. If you go ahead and download the Stereo app, that's right. Go to stereo.com/DarthAmin and make sure you are linked and subscribe to us. And we're going to talk about all of the different things that I always forget about. This is a great app. Every time you guys are listening to this pod, you say, oh, I wish I could chime in. But you're listening to a pod, you can never chime in. It's pre-recorded. Guess what? With Stereo, you're able to have your voice heard. You can ask real-time questions about either the pod episode we recorded or whatever we're talking about at the time. It's great. It's a forum for you to listen to your favorite podcasters. That'll be me and yours truly, all at the Count the Things Network. And we're going to be out here. We're going to do this regularly, multiple times a week. Just hop on Stereo, download the app, subscribe, follow Darth Amin, follow Talk Hoops, follow Trayvon, follow Big Waz, all of us. You know who we are. You search for us on the Stereo app. You will find us and subscribe to us and be a part of these conversations real time. Have the ability to ask the questions that you want to ask. Stop us when we're on some bullshit, as we are frequently. And of course, catch some content that goes above and beyond what you listen to in the podcast you already love. Again, that is the Stereo app. And you can follow me, stereo.com/Darth Amin. You can look up everybody else by their handles. Their handles are all the same as what we have on social media. You can join us multiple times a week. I love Stereo. I'm on the app talking all the time. Follow me and get notified every time I go live.